All right, let's talk about some cultural differences. Tell me about the pumpkin divide.
My wife and I eat homemade vegetable soup probably six nights a week. And so it means we make a lot of vegetable soup here. And normally, while she's preparing the soup, I peel the vegetables. I'm sitting there one night peeling this big pumpkin that she's going to use to make pumpkin bean soup. And I'm sitting there cutting off the thick skin on the pumpkin when I realized, in 60 years of living in the United States, I had never peeled a pumpkin.
Yeah, I had never seen it being done either. Maybe some people do it in America, but I had never seen it either.
Yeah, not in my family.
Mine either.
So then I went and looked in my American cookbook. I have a standard Better Homes and Gardens cookbook, and I went and looked through it, and I tracked down every pumpkin recipe I could find. Every recipe I could find, they called for pumpkin, and every single recipe in that cookbook called for start with a can of pumpkin sauce. So I talked to my wife and said, hey, look, every recipe here calls for canned pumpkin. She was startled. She'd never heard of canned pumpkin. Neither she nor her family nor any of her friends had ever cooked with canned pumpkin. The point is, in America, pumpkin comes in a can. In France, it comes from the market.
And there are smaller pumpkins, too, because my wife has made them. She makes pumpkin pie, too, and they're smaller. They're nothing like you would buy for Halloween. They're not much bigger than they're smaller than a basketball, but bigger than a softball. That's kind of was my experience. I remember one time, because we're on an email list together, you made a comment about sending in your absentee ballot and how you could sign the absentee ballot, and in France that would be impossible. You couldn't just sign.
That's right. Well, you put your finger on something that's a more subtle difference. In France, it's the state that is the guarantee of what's going on. They're responsible for the accuracy and legitimacy of what gets done in state events like education or voting, marriage, divorce. It's the state that's responsible for making sure that everything gets done and who does it is authorized to do that. In America, it's often just a cast. You just need your signature. You can get a lot of things done in America on the basis of signing that it's authorizing something with your signature. When you get married, they don't care whether you're divorced or not from your last marriage. The state doesn't get involved in that. The person you're about to marry has an interest in making sure you're single. In France, it's the state that certifies you're legal.
We got married in France, and I know that I had to go to the consulate or the embassy in Paris, and I had to do some paperwork. And they actually gave us a piece of paper that said that the certification that I'm not married, I'm not already married, it doesn't exist in France, and it doesn't exist in America.
Right.
And there's a piece of, were you married in, are you married?
We are. We got married here. And there was some snags over paper. My divorce document from the United States, they couldn't make sense of it here. I had a document that was good enough for the States, but wasn't good enough here. It didn't look like a document, didn't have seals all over it. And they're very uncomfortable. And finally, after much running around and gnashing of teeth and wailing, the consulate here in Bordeaux sat down and on his letterhead wrote a very nice letter to the Tribunal de Grande Instance and certified that if they let me get married, there would be no legal repercussions. And then he stamped it, sealed it, he did all kinds of things that make it look official as hell, and that was good enough, fortunately, for the powers that be here, and I was able to get married.